do something that was, that was
foolish.
A man never, that never spends his money, is what you call him.
Stingy?
Yeah, you might say he's an old...
Tight wad.
When you use the word common, if you're talking about a person, you say he's a common person. What does it mean?
Well, it's just an average.
I mean, average in money or intelligence or...
Intelligence, I guess.
If an old man is still very young, very strong and active, and he doesn't show his age, you say he's still quite...
Young for an old man.
And if he can move around...
And he's quite active.
We're coming home and we're later than usual getting here. You say, I don't suppose there's anything wrong, but I can't help feeling a little...
worried?
How it's nice to feel. You have a, what kind of feeling?
Uneasy.
Remember when Anita was little, she didn't want to go upstairs in the dark. She'd say, I'm...
Sorry.
What's the mother?
Scared.
She isn't afraid now, but she...
was.
Or you say the old gray mare, she ain't what she...
used to be.
Somebody who leaves a lot of money. On the table and the door is unlocked. You say he's a mighty...
careless.
If you say there's nothing really wrong with, we'll take Aunt Lizzie for example, but sometimes she acts kind of...
foolish. Silly. Stupid.
Oh, okay. You see an odd looking animal might be coming. You say that's it looks odd, you say it looks
curious.
You haven't heard the word queer used like that. I mean, odd or confusing. You say he's a queer person.
Yeah.
Okay, does it have any other meaning? Does the meaning of that word change in recent years? Somebody makes up his mind. Nothing can change. You say he's mad?
Hard-headed.
Not
stubborn.
You say don't be so...
stubborn.
Somebody you can't joke with without him losing his temper. You say he's mighty?
Yeah. He's a cloth animal.
Losing his temper over little things. You say he's awful.
Yeah.